Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Wellbeing with Colleen on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. I am so excited to be here and share this information with you. Our show today is asking the question, what's in your spice cabinet? Today is Monday, August 31st, 2015, and my name is Colleen. I'm a board-certified massage therapist, licensed in Pennsylvania, living and working in Levittown. Please check out my website, www.massagebycolleen.com, for more information about what I do. This program today is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information regarding the subject matter. It is not intended as a substitute for medical advice from a qualified physician. That being said, today is the last day of August, and tomorrow we begin the last quarter of 2015. For me, it's a very exciting time. The summer is coming to an end, the promise of fall looming in the air. September is a time of great change for many of us. The kids are headed back to school. We're going to be adjusting to spending more time indoors in the coming months, having less daytime to enjoy the things that we did during the summer, like sitting outside after dinner, watching the kids catching fireflies. How great was that? This is also a great time to make conscious changes in our lifestyles and diets. I believe the easiest way to make a permanent change is to start with baby steps. For instance, if you want to lose weight, it's easier to cut out one thing at a time than to eliminate all the junk food from your diet. Simple changes seem to stick. We're going to be talking today about spices that you can add to your diet to boost your immune system. Not just any old spices, but what I like to call my super three. Three spices at the time. Two of them I even carry with me when I travel. We all know what a difference a little bit of spice makes in a delicious meal. But did you know the amazing healing benefits that are sitting in your spice cabinet? I've only been studying spices and their healing qualities for a little over a year, and I am still amazed every time I find out something new that they could be used for. Let's start with what's in my spice rack. I'm sure if you've been listening to my show, you know by now that I only use and recommend 100% organic certified products. I mean, really, what's the point of using spices for healing purposes if you're going to use an inferior product, especially anything that's been genetically modified, sprayed with pesticides or fungicides or any other the other sprays that they're using today. And so the spices that we are using are so small and delicate that it's way too easy for them to become compromised with mold, dust, or the toxins. It really doesn't cost too much more to stock your cabinet with organic spices. I have over 30 spices in my kitchen that I use to cook and bake with. Of course, there's the regular thing, salt, pepper, basil, parsley, oregano. And not just do we use the dried spices, but we also grow the spices in our garden here so that we can use them fresh all summer long. But one of my favorite spices that we use here on a daily basis for healing purposes includes celery and turmeric. These are the two that I also travel with. The number one spice that I personally recommend, and I honestly believe everyone should have and use every day, is turmeric. It is one of nature's most powerful healers. In the book Healing Spices, which I highly recommend, states that turmeric, a compound so diverse and powerfully rich in antioxidants and anti-inflammatory actions, that's been shown to protect and improve the health of virtually every organ in our body. It goes on to say, thousands of studies from around the world have found that curcumin can combat more than 70 maladies, including some of the biggest health threats, such as cancer, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and even Alzheimer's. Now, this part's my favorite. The book states, international research shows that turmeric, taken as a supplemental curcumin, is as effective and in some cases even more effective than pharmaceutical drugs. and without the side effects. It's incredible, right? But wait, there's more. Researchers at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center compared curcumin to anti-inflammatory and pain-killing medications and to other cancer drugs, testing these agents for their effectiveness in reducing inflammation and stopping the proliferation of cancer cells. Curcumin proved to be more effective at reducing inflammation than over-the-counter aspirin and ibuprofen, and as effective as the more powerful prescription drug, Celebrex. It also proved as effective in thwarting breast cancer cells as tamoxifen, a drug widely used to stop the spread or recurrence of breast cancer. Curcumin is just the turmeric before it's ground up into the spice. You can actually find curcumin in some of the natural health food stores, some of the herb stores. You could take it as a curcumin supplement, or you can use it, you can make curcumin tea if you like. I prefer to use the turmeric. For me, it's easier to incorporate into all my meals and to make into tablets. In India and China, healers have been using turmeric for more than 2,000 years to treat a wide range of things. They use it as an antacid to soothe digestive problems, as a powder to speed wound healing and prevent infection. In India, their bandages often contain turmeric to relieve headache, a stimulant to improve blood flow, a topical paste to clear skin problems, and a decongestant to clear nasal passages. There have been over 1,000 research studies that have come to the same result. Curcumin is anti-cancer. It can inhibit the activation of genes that trigger cancer, inhibit the proliferation of tumor cells, inhibit the transformation of a normal cell into a cancer cell. It kills cells that mutate into cancer. It shrinks tumor cells, prevents tumors from spreading to other organs, and can enhance the cancer-destroying effects of chemotherapy and radiation. This is something that you can incorporate into your lifestyle even if you are already receiving treatment for cancer. Another reason that I recommend turmeric to everyone is that it binds to the heavy metals in our bodies, most especially when we get an x-ray or a mammogram. That's when I recommend taking extra turmeric on everything that you cook for the following week. It binds to the heavy metals and pulls them right out of your body without any toxic effect. I can spend an entire show just talking about turmeric. It's super simple and very inexpensive way to boost your health and the health of everyone that you love. Just keep a jar of turmeric next to your stove and sprinkle a little bit in just about everything that you're cooking. I even put a jar of turmeric into all my kids' Christmas stockings. So just please keep this in mind. If you remember nothing from this half hour, just about every illness and disease in our bodies are caused by inflammation. Turmeric reduces inflammation. Need I say more? What's wonderful about using turmeric to heal is that there's no contraindication to this natural organic spice unless you have an allergy to it. Why wouldn't you incorporate this into your main dishes of the week? I even sprinkle it on an egg in the morning. I put it in all my soups, my stews, my marinades, basically everything I'm cooking. My next favorite spice is celery, the tiniest spice in the world. Now, traditionally, healers use celery seed to treat upper respiratory diseases, colds, bronchitis, flu, asthma, as well as indigestion, water retention, and liver disease. Today, it's best known as a remedy for the pain and inflammation of arthritis and gout. Now, this was a big reason for me to start learning about celery seed because my husband, Mark, has gout. It started about 5 or 6 years ago, and the pain he was in was absolutely incredible. Just the feel of the sheet touching his ankle while he was sleeping was enough to wake him up in agony. And this is because the uric acid builds up and congeals into razor-sharp-edged crystals that usually travel to the big toe, but Mark had it in his ankle, which is very common. Let me just tell you a little bit about gout so you could see why I fell in love with celery. There's two types of gout, acute and chronic. Acute is an attack that's excruciating and can last for quite a few days or even weeks. With chronic gout, the crystals form large, painful lumps that gradually deform and destroy the joint. When Mark was diagnosed with gout, he was given medication, allopurinol, to stop his body from producing so much uric acid, and he was also given ibuprofen for the swelling. After the first attack, he took the medication as the doctor prescribed, and after a couple of weeks, he stopped because the pain went away, and his ankle was no longer swollen. Well, a few months later, he had another attack, and I wish I could put into words how frustrated he was to be in so much pain again. So he immediately started taking the medication, but guess what? The medication actually exacerbates the pain for a day or two. So he was in even more pain after starting the medication back up before it helped to make it subside. At that point, he decided he was staying on that medication forever. And of course, this was with his doctor's blessing. I wasn't really paying attention to the fact that he had chosen to take allopurinol every single day, along with ibuprofen when he felt his ankles were starting to swell. But then I read that if you're taking allopurinol, you have to have liver function testing done on a regular basis. So I asked Mark if the doctor had done any testing after he's been on this medication for well over a year, and he said that no, his doctor had it. And his doctor hadn't even mentioned that the testing was necessary. So now I won't go into all the details of the side effects and how excruciating even just the side effects of medication can be in your life, even over-the-counter medications. But if you're interested to find out more about what your prescriptions are doing to your body, I recommend this super book, Are Your Prescriptions Killing You? But I give you a warning, only read this book if you really want to know, because some of the side effects are very scary. I just like to take a break and tell everybody, if you're just tuning in, that you're listening to Wellbeing with Colleen on Blog Talk Radio. And today we're talking about what's in your spice cabinet. For more information about what I do, please check out my website at www.massagebycolleen.com. I just want to go back to our spices. We've already talked about turmeric, which is the number one spice. If you're not going to have any other spice in your spice cabinet, have turmeric. Right now, we're talking about how good celery seed can be for you. I came across an article that stated that celery seed was being used to treat gout, and that really caught my eye. It was by James Duke, PhD, an expert on botanical healing. He noted that celery seed is an effective complement or even a replacement to medical care, helping calm a gout attack and controlling uric acid long term. A lot of research has been done showing celery seed is just as therapeutic and effective as allopurinol and with no side effects. So after researching all I could, I now buy celery seed, and I finally grind it in a spice grinder. Then I fill capsules myself. Mark and I both take two celery capsules every day, along with two turmeric capsules, which I also make. Now, my husband has not had a gout attack since we started taking the celery. I will warn you, though, if you don't take it every day and you go back to your old ways of maybe eating the shellfish or too much dairy, the creaminess, or the alcohol, you will get a gout flare-up. But if you really control your diet and you take care to prevent this, you won't have a problem. If you Google gout, you will see so much information coming up about celery seed. So now I am in no way recommending that anyone listening today stop any medication given to them by their doctor. But I do strongly encourage you to study this for yourself. See what's right for you and your family. Because remember this, you are in charge of your health. Another one of my favorite spices is cinnamon. Cinnamon is loaded with antioxidants, anti-inflammatory properties, and can cut the risk of heart disease. 1 gram of cinnamon per day has beneficial effects on blood markers for people with type 2 diabetes. Cinnamon can reduce levels of cholesterol, leaving HDL stable, and that's the good guys. It can reduce blood pressure, improve sensitivity to hormone insulin, which regulates metabolism and energy use. It lowers blood sugar levels and has a powerful anti-diabetic effect. Cinnamon has been shown to decrease the amount of glucose that enters the bloodstream after a meal by interfering with digestive enzymes, which slows the breakdown of carbohydrates in the digestive tract. And there's a compound in cinnamon that can mimic insulin and then can improve glucose uptake. There's been numerous health trials that report anti-diabetic effects of cinnamon, lower fasting blood sugar levels by up to 10 to 29%. Type 2 diabetes has doubled in the United States in the last 20 years, more than doubled. Now we're seeing more and more of it in children. Now, to me, this is really scary. One thing I really want all of us to think about is, why are our children getting adult diabetes? And why are so many of them overweight? Can it really be the food that we're eating? The artificial colors, the artificial flavors, the high fructose corn syrup? Can it be that even though we're consuming a ridiculous amount of calories, we're really all starving? If we don't get the nutrients from a healthy, life-giving food, we stay hungry because our body is searching for those nutrients. But this is a topic for a whole another show, so please stay tuned because I'm very excited to share that information with you. But back to cinnamon, a typical effective dose of cinnamon is between one half to 2 teaspoons per day. And I'll tell you my favorite way to incorporate it into my everyday life. Cinnamon may also have beneficial effects on the neurodegenerative diseases, such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, which are becoming more and more common. 2 compounds found in cinnamon appear to inhibit the buildup of a protein in the brain, which is one of the hallmarks of Alzheimer's disease. Many researchers say this does need more study in humans, but why wait? More cinnamon, please. Cinnamon's been widely studied for its potential use in preventative and treatment of cancer. The evidence to this is limited at this time, but it really is promising. Cinnamon helps fight bacterial and fungal infections. It's been shown to effectively treat respiratory tract infections caused by fungi. It has antimicrobial effects, which help prevent tooth decay and reduce bad breath. All of my information that I've gathered here and spoke about today has been taken from Authority Nutrition website, Dr. Mercola's website, Sacred Science website and book, Healing Spices book, and numerous other websites, studies, and speaking with real nutritionalists. And I say real nutritionalists because not everyone who says they're a nutritionalist is. So please, I recommend if you do want to get in touch with one, you contact me at www.massagebycolleen.com. I do have one that I highly recommend that he's really interested in helping you heal your self-healing of your body. So if adding a spice to your diet may help, but definitely not hurt, why not give it a try? Spices do amp up the flavor of everything you cook. You don't have to be a chef to experience the many benefits in using spices. To add some cinnamon to your life, my favorite way is to eat it for breakfast. I talked about this recipe on a previous show, but I think it bears repeating, especially since it's something the kids can make before going to bed and have their breakfast ready when they get up for school in the morning. I take a 16-ounce mason jar. You can use any type of container, but I prefer mason jars. I fill it halfway with organic oatmeal, not the instant kind. Then I add whatever I feel like I'm in the mood for, nuts, seeds, raisins, cranberries, fruits like blueberries, strawberries, and of course, don't forget your flax seeds or your chia seeds. Then I add a bit of honey and my cinnamon. At first, I only use a sprinkle of cinnamon, but now I load it up. I fill the jar up with cow's milk, rice milk, or almond milk. You can use whatever you prefer. You can also grate some fresh nutmeg on top and throw some apple chunks in, and you have an apple pie. oatmeal. Yum. Pop it in the refrigerator overnight, and breakfast is ready to go in the morning. You can take it with you cold. I like to eat it cold in the summer, but in the winter I heat it up. If you're using a microwave, please remember, do not put plastic containers in there. That's the beauty of using a mason jar. You can remove the lid and microwave it, or you can simmer it in a saucepan half filled with water on the stove. I love anything that saves busy parents time in the morning. So now today, our essential oil of the month is sacred frankincense. I know I say this about all the oils, but this is one of my all-time favorites. I carry a small bottle with me everywhere I go. Frankincense and lavender, my partners in healing. Why frankincense? Well, it's been around since before the Bible. In fact, it's mentioned 52 times in the Bible. And for many people, it's considered a holy oil and is used in many religious ceremonies. Frankincense has been shown to help deepen spiritual awareness while enhancing calmness and reducing brain noise. So it's wonderful if you want to use it during your meditation, because I know for me when I started meditating, and even sometimes still, the hardest part is quieting that noisy brain. Frankincense really does help with this. This oil has been used around the globe by healers for centuries to help with allergies, bronchitis, colds, coughs, high blood pressure, laryngitis, meningitis. I could go on and on. But what I love is that two of its uses have been for inflammation and for cancer. Two of the things that we seem to be talking a lot about today that also are helpful with the spices that we spoke of. Cancer is a horrible word to hear when it's spoken to you. And we all know someone who has cancer or had it. Just about every family is touched in one way or another by this disease. I have spoken through many of my shows about different ways to enhance your immune system, because that's your first defense against all pathogens, viruses, bacteria, toxins, you name it. Even if you're currently struggling with an illness or disease, it's even more important to do everything you can to help boost your immune system so that it can do its job, especially if your body is healing itself from cancer. And yes, I did say your body is healing itself, because we were born with the ability to heal. Look at a child who scraped their knee. Our body grows a scab over it and heals itself. Look at a broken arm. A doctor resets it, but it's our body that grows it back together. So please keep that in your head. Your body can heal itself. You just need to give it the right ingredients. Use everything at your disposal, starting with healthy foods. Give your body the rest it needs so your cells can fight the good fight. Keep your thoughts positive by turning off the news and surrounding yourself with people who will lift you up. If you're religious or not, give thanks to our source, our creator, the energy from which we all come, or whatever that you prefer to call it. Give thanks for all the blessings that you have experienced so far in your lifetime. And this is so important. Have fun. I know it's hard to do when you're not feeling well and you have no energy, but that's when it's even more important to be surrounded by the positive energy of your loved ones and your friends having fun. Plop yourself on the sofa and watch everybody else have a good time. Watch them play a game. Watch them interact. Don't shut yourself away. That's the worst thing that you can do. Put on a funny movie. Get yourself laughing, and your body's on the road to healing itself. Of course, medical intervention is absolutely necessary in some cases, and in some cases, it's not. But whatever it is, alternative healing will always help. Taking a walk in nature, whether it's watching that funny movie, whether it's calling someone that you love just to hear their voice, whether it's opening your spice cabinet and throwing some spice in your oatmeal, whatever it is, use everything at your disposal. Before I end this half hour, I want to just take a moment and ask you to shut your eyes. Take a deep breath. And just feel your body relax. Before we all get back to our busy schedules for today, I want to fill this moment with positive, healing energy. Feel that energy as it penetrates into every cell in our body. Let it fill you. Feel that energy flowing through you into your family, your loved ones, your friends. Feel it flowing into your home, your workplace, your community, our world. Feel that peace. I hope you'll tune in to my next show on Monday, October 5th at 12 noon for more ways to boost your immune system and make your life as vibrant as possible. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today to Wellbeing with Colleen on Blog Talk Radio. I truly hope that you enjoyed today's show and that you'll take something from this half hour and apply it to your own life. Please check out www.massagebycolleen.com to see what I'm up to, that I'm offering. Until next time, wishing you days filled with love and abundant health. Namaste.